Hi, I'm Karen, and welcome to She Speaks Truth. We are working this year on being present with each other, but more importantly, in our own lives. Thank you for joining us today. Philippians 3, no confidence in the flesh. Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by His Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reasons for such confidence. If someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew, of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church. As for righteousness, based on the law, faultless. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Following Paul's example, all of us then who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies to the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in the shame. Their mind is set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body. Thank you for this word, Lord. As I was reading this two different times, there were several things that jumped out at me. And we all want to say we want to be like Christ. We want to follow Him. And when we're saying that, I know most of us, myself, and I know some of you because I've talked to you about things, we say we want to be like Christ, like we want to love our fellow man. We want to be a light. We want to be an example. And right here, when it's talking about considering everything a loss, have lost all things, but gaining faith, and then it talks about joining in His suffering, participating in His suffering, becoming like Him in His death. Like, I wrote in the margins, like, what am I willing to lose for Christ? What are you willing to lose for Christ? Like, I know a lot of us want to, me included, want to follow Him. We want to be like Him in the easy things. So what am I willing to lose? And would I pray to suffer like He suffered? I know I never have. Like, I don't want to pray to bring suffering in my life, to have death like Him. I know, yes, we're all dying, but would I pray to suffer like He did? And it is comforting here that he's telling us, you know, he's not already attained these things. He's still working on it. And that this line, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward. So we're, even though maybe some of these things are difficult and uncomfortable, I'm pressing on. I'm pressing on because Christ does have the power, it says here at the end, to bring everything under control and to transform us to be like him in his glorious body. And that, I guess, really is the hope that as we're moving forward, as we are letting the love of God into our life and shine through us, that he begins transforming us, that the things of the world don't become the important thing, that God becomes the important thing. And that's what I want us to focus on today, God as the important thing. And we'll just close with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, it's easy to say, I want to be with you and I want to walk with you and I want to be like you. It's hard to live it out. And then there's some of the things, Lord, like in here that I was talking about that do I want to pray for the suffering like you had? Do I want to pray to lose things? Do I want to pray to die to myself? And I often don't, Lord. I usually don't. I just praise you, though, that you are continuing to transform us to be more like you. And I pray that each of us just continue to press on towards you. In your precious name, amen. Thank you for listening today. If you have time, if you would share with a friend or rate and review this show, it will help other people find us. And as you go about your week, I hope that you are blessed and that you are a blessing.